about. And I'm going to try another visual. And I don't know, apparently 2 weeks in a row or two teachings in a row, I'm on visual kicks. But just like the last one, it's either going to go really well or I'm going to have to spend a lot of time explaining myself. So what I need, though, is I need 6 brave volunteers. Now, when I say brave, here's the thing. All you have to do is come up here. You don't even have to speak to the congregation. You just have to speak to 2 other people and make a decision of one thing or another. That's it. And I'll put it this way. If I don't get volunteers, I will start picking people. So there's your warning. So let's see. My first thought is that probably some of the young people would jump up. So who would jump up and just come on up? That'd be great. Thank you. All right. Okay, now we got more than 6. That's great. So, man, I should threaten people more often. No, this is great. All right, so let's do 3 here, and let's do 3 on this side. So, cool, perfect. All right, sounds good. So, excellent. So we're going to basically start where, yep, let's stand on that one, and then you guys can stand in the consecutive cones right behind it. All right, and then, yep, perfect, sounds good. Okay, so this, we're going to play a little game, and I'm not really a football guy, but since this is, you know, Colorado and stuff, I figure I should probably call it the blue team, and as you can imagine, the orange team, right? So, next I'm going to hand this to you, Drew. All right, please remind me of your name.
Alex,
cool. All right. And so you guys get the joy of writing down what your team comes to. Okay, so for the purpose of this, I'm going to make a request that for everyone out in the audience, that you remain quiet, even if you would like to yell or say something, except when I, like, ask you to respond, okay? So you remain quiet and try not to influence anybody or whatnot, because I want them, this is a message on teamwork, right? I want them to make decisions on their own. So that being said, it's going to be kind of like, let's call it a game of tug and war, all right? I knew I would get in trouble if we actually played a literal game of tug of war here. So the idea is the same, though, where basically this team is going to be pulling from one side, and this team is going to be pulling from another. But we're going to, since we got to figure out a way to do it safely, I figured out a pretty simple way to decide how we're going to move, all right? So, here's the objective of the game. So, orange team, right here. The objective of the game is to get all of the people into the middle here. Blue team, the objective of the game is to get all of the people in the middle here. Now, here's how you're going to move. Before I go there, and go into rules, who's rooting for the orange team? All right, and who's rooting for the blue team? All right, now let's go into the rules, and then I'm going to ask the question again. Okay, so here's how it's going to move. So this is going to be a series of rounds, and what's going to happen is I'm going to time for 30 seconds. And in those 30 seconds, I want each team to decide together if they're going to put a plus or a minus on their board. So in 30 seconds, I want you guys to work together, talk together amongst yourselves, and decide if you're going to put a plus or a minus on your board. Now, if I could get that slide up with the... So here's what happens. If at the end of 30 seconds, I'm going to ask you to raise it up and show what you have. Until then, you got to hide it, okay, so the other team can't see it. But at the end of 30 seconds, I'm going to have you raise it up and so everybody can see it. Now, if we get a minus and a minus, then the blue and the orange move a space back or a cone back, all right? If we get a plus and a minus, depending on which one, so let's say that blue does a plus, orange does a minus, then blue moves back one space, orange moves forward one space, okay? If blue puts out a minus and orange puts out a plus, then it's going to move the other way. If both of them put out a plus, they both move forward one space. Okay, so just because it can sound a little confusing right now, it is very simple, I promise. We're going to do two little practice rounds, okay? Sound good? You guys ready? Okay, so these won't count, but I'm going to time you for 30 seconds. And I'll make sure we're all on the same page first. Pretty good? Okay, all right, so I'll time for 30 seconds. And I want you guys to decide if you're going to do a plus or a minus. Ready? Start. And if you guys, if you're done early, you can go ahead and just raise your hand. Okay. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. All right. Okay. So now on the count of three, one, two, three. Show them. Plus and... plus. Okay, so you guys each move forward one space. So we were right there, so you're going to come right to this one, all right? So that's kind of how it's going to work. All right, now let's just, before we get into the formal game, let's say that, go ahead and write a minus on your board. Go ahead and write a plus on your board. Okay, what happens here? Go ahead and show it. Okay, so the person that wrote the plus goes back one. Person who wrote the minus comes forward one. All right? Okay, the objective of the game is to get all of the people in the middle. The objective of the game is to get all of the people in the middle. So, you guys ready? We're gonna go on this and until either one full team is in the middle or you're way past out there, okay? Or 10 minutes comes up first. Sound good? Because this could go back and forth. We'll see how it goes. All right. So round one, starting now. 30 seconds. And if you guys are ready, you could go ahead and raise your hand. You ready? Okay. Acknowledged. Ready. All right. Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and show them. One, two, three, go. Oh, plus and plus. Okay, so let's start. Let's go to right there since we started fresh. Yep, there we go. All right.
Are we supposed to be separated by a cone? So that we can...
although they're pretty tight.
No, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, round two. You ready? Go. Wow, quick. All right, let's show them. One, two, three, show them. Minus and plus. All right. So minus moves forward. So now you are right up at this cone here, and you guys move back one. Drew's kind of the placeholder here. All right. Okay, you ready for the next one? Round three, let's go. Start now. All right, plus and plus. Okay, perfect. So... all right, so we're going to move one person in. Now let's hand that to Bert. And, yep, you just moved. Okay. All right, you guys ready? All right, begin. You guys ready? All right, go ahead and reveal. Minus and plus. All right, so Bert, you get to move forward again. Drew, go ahead and move back. All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, 30 seconds. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead and show them. Plus and plus. Are we just doing like a pattern? Okay, plus, plus. So you guys each move in. Yep, perfect. All right, let's go ahead and do the next one. Go ahead. You guys ready? All right. Oh, surprise, surprise. Minus and plus again. Okay, so then Bert, go ahead and move in. All right, Drew, go ahead and step back. Okay. It's yeah, I know. This is like a game of tug of war, just pulling right along. All right, you guys ready? Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead and reveal them. Plus, plus. Wow, this is exactly a pattern. Okay, so then you get to move forward one, and you get to move forward one. And now all three of you are in the middle. Okay, I have a couple of questions for you. In go ahead. You were. You were all supposed to get in the middle. Okay, first question to the audience. Who won? No one won. Because what's the objective? For all of you to be in the middle. Exactly. Well played. Thank you, guys. Okay, and just as a little reward for being guinea pigs, you guys all get a free coffee next week, all right? Perfect. Okay, so what is the point of this? What is the point of this? So I gave a scenario, and in the scenario, you know, you come to find that how you tend to play in the games that you do, the games you play, are not too different from the games you play in life. Who in general would consider themselves very competitive by nature? I would assume the majority of the people in this room, right? And anyway, and a lot of people that aren't raising their hands are like, just don't let them see it. No, I'm not competitive. Okay. But the fact is that, so I gave an objective, and did I say pretty clearly what the objective was? Yes. It's to get all of the people in the middle. All of the people in the middle. Now, what I did though is, even as I said it, I would speak and I'd reach towards one and say, you know, with this team, the objective is to get all of the people in the middle, just like a game of tug of war. And then I'd go to the other one and say the same thing. So one team ends up in the middle, but the other team is still way out there. So did anybody win? Nobody won. Okay? We thought we won because one was in the middle, but that's not how the game works. Okay? Here's why I'm bringing this up, and I'm going to try to break this down a little bit and explain it, is that when I encourage you guys to cheer for one team or another, I introduce this idea of competition, okay, which some, maybe not all, bought into. And when I reached over and I said, get all of the team in the middle, again, I influenced that means of saying, hey, this is competition. This is what's important. Because here's the nature of competition. Competition with yourself is great. There's also healthy competition where you can go out and you can compete against others and have fun and have tons of fun, and that's fine. Totally great. But the thing about what happened here is that basically, even though I very clearly said that everyone has to get in here to win, I misled or influenced one direction to say that for one to win, the other has to lose. For one to win, the other has to lose, even though the objective was that everybody wins. Now, the reality of life is that this is how we think so often. And I'm going to talk about a win-win dynamic. A win-win is the only thing that it's like the number one facet in how you, in teamwork itself. Okay, let's say in marriage. Can you get very far without win-win? Is there win-lose in marriage? I was like, I heard a lot of different answers there. Okay. In friendships, does a healthy friendship have win-lose dynamic? It's a hard question because you might be like, oh, there might be this exception or whatnot. Can you grow in a friendship without win-win dynamics? No. Okay. Win-win, and here's the thing, when I say win-win, I'm not talking about compromising in certain values or whatnot. There are some things, guys, that just totally need to, like, honestly, the enemy, his influence on our life, it needs to die and lose. And God and what he speaks into life and what he sets in motion in the world, that has to win. Okay? There are ideas in this world that are causing so many issues, so many problems. Some of those just need to die. Amen. right? And then there are other things that, man, if they could just live, if this idea came up, if people could come to know who Jesus is, it'd be a win-win. Okay? Ultimately, nothing in working together, nothing can move forward without a win-win in some fashion. All right? Think about how you work with other people. Let's say at your job, if you work with a team, right? Obviously, you need win-win to work well together with your team. So what about working with the other guy that seems that he is like your competitor? Let's say he's your competitor, in fact. How do you create a win-win with your competitor? It's a challenge, sometimes, unless that's where your frame of mind is. Win-win, the basis of everything in that has to do with your heart and really how you handle your insecurities. And you know who works on your insecurities? Jesus Christ. He works on those things. The fact is that win-win starts at the heart. Why? Because you have to believe that the other person is worth receiving honor, and that if they do, that it won't take away from you. There's still plenty of honor. Okay? In competition, like let's say two businesses come into a win-win. In order to come to a win-win, you have to believe that your competitor can get some business and there is still opportunity for you. I had this interesting dynamic when I was in business where I would help out a number of my competitors and they would help me out. Like I basically had a call list. Like if I ran out of certain material, I'd call them. We would trade out, wouldn't even charge each other for certain things. We had a great relationship. And I built that with a lot of my competitors. If any of them hate me, I don't know it. Let me put it that way. Okay? But it was really good. I'd help them on jobs. They would help me on jobs. And you know what happened? Besides what it accomplished in us, you know who won from that? The client. The client won. That's only possible in a win-win situation. Okay? A win-lose. There's our 10 minutes. Didn't need that. A win-lose scenario sets someone else to be in a situation where there's not enough business, honor, whatnot, for both of us to have it. Okay, that's what win-lose looks like. So if I want to, and that's where competition comes in. Think about it. Competition is to say, I have to win. I have to succeed in this. I have to be the best. I have to be first and foremost. When it's unhealthy, right? There's healthy competition too. But when it's not healthy, what happens? You're saying, I have to win at the expense of someone else not winning. Some places that's okay. But can I ask you, in Christian unity, can that work? In fact, Christian unity will only survive if there is win-win dynamic. Because that is what Jesus inspires on each of us. Why does he tell you to turn the other cheek? I mean, here, let's read it. It's not going to be up on the screen, this verse. This was one I added last. But Jesus said, you've heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also. If you're sued in court and your shirt is taken from you, give the coat too. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles. Give it to those who ask, and don't turn away from those who want to borrow. You're not always going to get treated super well, right? We had the plus and the minus, the intention there was that when both people choose a positive, is that they're choosing a positive, they're having a step of faith that they can both move forward into the objective of the game if the other person chooses, right? But if even one of them chooses a negative, what happens? You got to turn the other cheek. They might make the positive choice, and they might have to suffer for it. But are their convictions right with God? They had faith for something better. Win-win has the process of thought to say, you know what? If I want my marriage to be, you know, to go from a 4 to a 7, like, I can't just hope for it. And I can't just get my way to make it better. In fact, I might actually have to focus on the other person's way for mine to get better. Let's say, at work. Okay, work, you have a situation where, work can get so uptight. In construction, it was always people running and running and running, and nobody ever had enough time and all that stuff. Really, we were all just a bunch of really disorganized people. You could tell the organized businesses, the Class A businesses, from the Class B or C or lower businesses, because it has to do with how they organize and they manage their time. But you know what? One that I really found, how you treat your employees. Does win-win matter in how you treat your employees? So we had the lowest, there were many things in business I didn't handle super well, especially on the logistical level. But one thing I got very well is how you treat your people. And I found that we had, by a long shot, the lowest turnover of anybody in our industry in this town, by years. Our average person was there 5.5 years. Our average person. That's roofing. You don't get a bunch of career-minded individuals in roofing, okay? How do you create that? How do you create that? You don't create that with win-lose scenarios where it's like one person gains and the other person doesn't. You have to create a situation where both people can gain. And not just a basic paycheck. The mission statement, my mission statement as a boss is that if the only thing that I give you is a paycheck, I went way wrong. Very simple, but it kept my mind focused on other things. You can't gain that kind of favor unless you make those kinds of choices. So, in your marriage, if you want a marriage that's going to be a number 10, what do you have to do? Cricket. Work together. You have to look for a solution that's outside of just your reasoning and your understanding. This is the nature of win-win. The thing is that just like in the example, and I don't know, it's almost like you guys plotted to take the turns on exactly what showed up, because it was an exact pattern. I don't even think they strayed outside of two things, right? This was actually an exercise not to see how well the three of these people worked and the three of these people worked, but if they could actually come together and work on getting both in the middle. Because what happened? Three people got in the middle, and those guys were still left out. And the only way they could have timed it where they both got into the middle was to actually work together. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. So this message is kind of like the follow-up to, this is like community part 3, really. Because all we're talking about is cooperation in whatever community you're part of. That's what teamwork is, right? But you have nothing without win-win. If you have win-lose scenarios, then you will hit a limit in where you can go. And it may be that you prosper for some time, but then what happens? Like, I'll share my business example. The only reason that I learned to take care of my employees on that level is because they were flocking out in the early parts of my business. I would hire somebody, and like, who knew if they would stay there for 3 days? That was like a record for some of them, right? Because I didn't grasp this. So the reality is that I set this win-lose scenario that had a limit. It had 3 days, more or less. You go to win-win, and what happens? Now you have opportunity. Now you have potential. Now you're not in a box anymore. And how did you do that? By saying, I'll put my own interests on the back burner, Not saying they're not important, because again, a win-win has a win on both sides, right? But saying, I'll take what's important to me and I'll consider it with what's important to them, and we'll make a decision around that. Because then we don't have three people who make it and three people who don't. Because when all three of them made it, who could vote to try to help them? Nobody. They needed them. You know, so in the decisions that could be made in this game, somebody could choose a positive and somebody could choose a negative, right? What happens when you struggle to have the faith to choose the positive choice when the other person or party is likely going to choose the negative? What do you do with that? It's hard. Does it mean you should choose the negative too? Does it mean that you should choose the positive? What helps you make a decision like that? Only what is happening in your heart is going to allow you to make a decision like that. Because ultimately, to choose a positive when you're likely to get a negative response, that takes faith and character. That takes a strong bit of courage, knowing that you might totally get hosed. Again, not like my other messages, not telling people to ignore wisdom, okay? But you have to take a step of faith and keep taking a step of faith and keep taking a step of faith and keep taking a step of faith if you want to see win-win come around. You have to believe it before you can see it. Have you guys ever heard that, basically that phrase or that saying where it's like, if you want to see somebody succeed, believe in them before they're something. That's a perfect example of what win-win looks like. Why? Because you have to sacrifice your time to mentor, to speak into their life, to do those things, just for the hope that they don't just throw it all away at some point. Or in a friendship, let's say that you have a friendship that is, you know, had some good days and some bad days. Let's say it. All good friendships have, right? If you're going like this with one of your friends, someone has to make the positive choice. Someone has to start that if there's going to be any kind of reconciliation. And it could be that neither of the people do. It might be Jesus that starts that, right? But he's going to influence on the heart to where they have to make a choice, okay? And you keep believing in faith, and you keep working in faith so that cooperation and community could happen. Christian unity is impossible without win-win. Why? Because then you think you have to do something better than the other Christian. You have to somehow get the attention or the honor. You have to be the one to speak right here. And that only comes if you can't believe that there's the same value for what you're doing as what that guy is doing or that girl is doing. There's plenty of honor. There's plenty of resources. There's plenty of favor. And you know who gets to decide how it's dished out? He does. He does. Win-win says that it doesn't have to cost somebody else for me to get there. We can do it together. I want to, this is a really simple concept to talk about, though I'm sure I've overcomplicated it today. It's a very simple concept to talk about, but it's extremely hard to practice. Why? Because the enemy will appeal to our competition in a negative way. Again, there is positive competition. He will appeal to the parts of your heart. It says in James chapter 1, verse 14, temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. The enemy knows what to reach for to get you in the frame of thinking where you don't want to meet somebody where they're at, to lay down where you're at in order to build a bridge. They can make it work. Some ideas need to die, but people don't. People don't. So this is where I want to leave us with today, is that I actually want you to think about something this week that where you have had the concept of, for me to win, it has to cost somebody else, or it has to cost something else. And I want you to think about a place where you could shift more in laying down your thoughts, not giving them up. Again, both have to win. But you could shift more to say, I may not meet you here, but I will meet you here. We can come together on this. And build a better life. If I could invite the worship team, please, to come up. I want you to think about one thing. Maybe a struggle with your boss, or a struggle with a spouse, or a struggle with a child. Do you have to think win-win with children? I think they think it a lot easier. Emma is brilliant about coming up with solutions. Brilliant. At least proposing them. You know how hard it can be sometimes to actually receive his win-win scenarios when all I want is what I want? Now it's a now my decision made it a problem for both me and him. The wonderful thing about this is that each of us has been set free to make these kinds of decisions. Okay? When Jesus talked about turning the other cheek and whatnot, you know what he's saying? He's saying, even if you did lose something, quote unquote, did you really? To make a choice of character that could invest in something way greater, invest in the heart, in the fellowship with each other, in real community? He's saying, did you really lose anything? Or is what you lost as valuable as what you gained by laying it down? Win-win is even for yourself. To step back and say, you know what, Lord? Like, yeah, you're telling me, you're instructing me in Sabbath. You know why he instructs you in Sabbath? To take that kind of rest? He says it's for you, not for him. Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So it's funny because only in win-win can you even take something like that where he instructs you and you can see the benefit of why he's telling you to do it in the first place. So when he comes and says, go do this, does he have your best interest in mind? He does have your best interest in mind. Do you have faith to believe that he has your best interest in mind? That's really where the question's at. Because I assure you there's a win-win in every place of obedience. And it may not look exactly like you thought. You might have to give them the cloak too. Or you might have to, you know, I remember I'd shared the story before. I had one roof that I figured out some other ways to handle it since then, but I had one roof where, like, my client, my competitors wanted me to ditch this guy who had this popping noise in his metal roof. And to make it right, it just didn't sit well with me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow through with this until it's right. It cost me $120,000 to get that roof properly done. Did I have to give the cloak too? Yes, absolutely. That was four times what it cost to put it on in the beginning. Four times. But I'm the guy who stayed. I have a relationship with that client. I have something that's worth more than if I would have ducked and run and had the cash. What is win-win? Where does it start with you? It's born out of the heart where you have to choose and say, you know what? I can bless this guy. I can even speak highly to my competition. I can speak highly of those who oppose me. I can speak highly of those who disagree with me. Here, let's say politically. I can speak highly of the people without saying that their ideas are what they should be. I can still speak highly of the person. That's what win-win is. Win-lose does not make things happen there. Look at the fruit. You don't have to believe me. Look at the news and see what you think about that. Judge the tree by its fruit. Father, please, first of all, thank you for setting us free to make choices and not have to, and choices in obedience where, yes, we have to be wise as serpents, innocent as doves, about what we go to do. But you have us covered. You've totally covered us. Like, to choose integrity, to do what is right, is better than any sacrifice. You have us covered. Show us how to make decisions that honor others as well as ourselves together, where we can both end up in the center space, despite all of the manipulation and the distraction that the enemy brings, where he appeals to all the things that make win-win impossible. And bring us Christian unity in this, together as a family here and in our families and in our friendships. Please rebuild your church in this, starting with this place as far as what we have to acknowledge and pray for. One family at a time, one person at a time, and show us what win-win looks like and how teamwork really does not happen without thinking positively for the benefit of others. We love you, Jesus. Amen.